KJAN Sports. It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check sports from last night. An awful lot of cross-country activity going on last night. The Hawkeye 10 Conference hosting its Hawkeye 10 Conference Championships last night. Let's take a look. On the girls' side, it was Harlan winning the team title with 40 points. Glenwood, the runner-up, with 70. Creston had 90 points for third. Atlantic, total 111 points for fourth place. Lewis Central was fifth with 121. Clarinda, Shenandoah, Red Oak, Denison, Kemper Catholic, the rest of the field. Individually, Braylon Baker of Creston was the champion. She ran 19 minutes, 29.65 seconds. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan was the runner-up, while Kaya Beaker of Harlan placed third. Rachel Mullinex of Glenwood was fourth, and Paige Davis of Creston placing fifth. Also in the top 10 for Atlantic, Ava Rush. She ran ninth in that meet yesterday. On the boys' side last night, it was Lewis Central with the team championship with 83 points. They tied with Harlan on the points and won on best runner. Atlantic placed a close third with 87 points. St. Albert with 110 was fourth. Red Oak had a 133 total for fifth. Glenwood, Kemper Catholic, Clarinda, Denison, Creston, Shenandoah round out the field. Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert was the individual champ. He ran 16 minutes, 38 and a half seconds. Trey Gross of Harlan was second, while Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic placed third last night. Connor Lanciel of Lewis Central was fourth, and Baylor Bergren of Red Oak was fifth. Also for Atlantic, Evan Brummer placing seventh in that run last night. Also, the Boyer Valley Conference cross-country meet held last night, and it was Logan Magnolia winning the girls' team title with 17 points. IKM Manning with 56, the runner-up. West Harrison third with 76. Individually, Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia was the champ. Courtney Spohr, her teammate right behind her. Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia placing third. Morgan Hansen of IKM Manning was fourth. And Maya Moss of Logan Magnolia running fifth last night. On the boys' side, IKM Manning wins the team crown with 47 points. Woodbine, 58 points, was the runner-up. Logan Magnolia, 61 points for third place. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning was the individual champ, with Tarek Rowe of Logan Magnolia placing second. Patrick Heffernan of Boyer Valley was third. Adam Scher of Woodbine placing fourth in that meet. Also, the West Central Activities Conference having its cross-country championships last night. It was Van Meter winning the girls' team title. They scored 46 points. ACGC was the runner-up with 61. Earlham, Panorama, Madrid round out the top five. Individually, Kate Crawford of ACGC was the champ, with Ella Waddle of Panorama placing second. ACGC's Riley Sloss placing fifth in that meet last night. On the boys' side, it was Des Moines Christian with 45 points, the team title. Madrid with 49, the runner-up. Earlham had 72 for third, ACGC placing fifth in that meet. Loudon Foster of West Central Valley won the individual championship in that meet last night. Also at the Mount Air Cross Country meet last evening, Nottoway Valley won the girls' team title with 27 points. Maryville, Missouri, placing second with 53. Mount Air was third. Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley won the title with her teammate Reagan Weinheimer right behind her in second place. Also last night on the boys' side, it was Maryville winning the championship with 52 points. Nottoway Valley a close second with 58 points. Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley was the individual champion. Sydney's Noah Jorgensen placing second. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley also an eighth place finish last evening. Also, the Missouri River Conference cross-country meet was held last night in Lamar's. Bishop Heelan Catholic won the girls' race. Sioux City North the boys' title. Thomas Jefferson placing second on the boys' side, with Wemoc Gilo finishing third overall. Mariah Morrow of Sioux City East won the girls' title in that meet last night. On to high school volleyball now last evening. The Western Iowa Conference tournament came to a close last night. The championship match saw Underwood capture the title as the Eagles beat Logan Magnolia in three straight. A third-place match went 3-2 as Tri-Center came up a winner over Trainer. Also, in other consolation matches in the Western Iowa Conference tourney last night, AHSTW defeating Riverside two games to one. AHSTW over Audubon two games to nothing. Riverside defeating Audubon two in a row. Riverside beat Missouri Valley two straight. And Riverside also over IKM Manning two in a row. It was Missouri Valley 2-1 over IKM Manning. Mo Valley also beat Audubon two straight. IKM Manning beating AHSTW 2-1. Also from the Hawkeye 10 Conference last night, St. Albert defeated Clarinda 3-1. In the West Central Conference, it was ACGC downing Pleasantville 3-0. Also around the area last night, Ankeny Centennial defeated Kemper Catholic 2-1. Kemper Catholic over Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-1. Also, it was East Mills over East Union 2 in a row. Shenandoah swept a pair from Southwest Valley. Shenandoah also beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 2-0. Well, the AHSTW Vikings football team plays host to Southwest Valley tonight. We'll have coverage for you here on KJAN. That's a matchup of teams that have improved throughout the season with a lot of youth on the field. Southwest Valley head coach Anthony Donahue said his team is treating this week like the start of a new season. The Timberwolves have nearly everyone coming back for next season, so they're looking to build some momentum that can carry over to next year. Coach Donahue said this meeting with the Vikings should be a good one.
The Vikings, this is about as even a matchup, I think, as you're going to get. I told the guys yesterday, I haven't been this excited for a football game since week one, where you know it's going to be even across the board, and, you don't know what's going to happen. So we're excited. We've got excitement this year. We know that they love to throw the football, with 150 passing attempts, close to 1,000 yards. They like to throw that football. So other than that, that Denver Pauly, that'd be Gabe Pauly's little brother. We know what that Pauly blood looks like. he's going to run that ball. Tough kid.
AHSTW head coach Gigi Harris feels like his team has continued to improve through the season. A lot of turnover for the Vikings from last year's state runner-up team, and Coach Harris thinks everyone is settling well into their roles as they gain experience. Quarterback Blake Holst has thrown for 901 yards and 6 touchdowns this year for the Vikings, and Denver Pauly has led the ground attack with 602 yards and 6 scores. Jackson Woltman has been another strong ball carrier for AHSTW with over 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. Coach Harris likes the balance they've created on that side of the ball, but he thinks the defense may be key this week. He's excited about the recent improvement on defense from his squad and says he knows they'll need to play sound this week to stop that rushing attack.
Yeah, they want to run the football, and they want the quarterback to run the football. He's a stud. Like I said, he's young. He might be small, but he's a snapper, and the ball's going to be in his hands a lot. And as far as the option game goes and the speed plays that they run with him, assignment football. We're going to have our gaps. We're going to have our assignments, and we got to be responsible and disciplined and do that.
The Vikings and the Timberwolves will kick it off at 7 o'clock in Avoca tonight. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call on KJAN tonight. Pregame gets underway at 6:30 this evening. Also, catch our Pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, at 6 o'clock. And stay tuned after the game for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show here on KJAN. Also in football tonight in Class 3A, 10th-ranked Glenwood could clinch the district title in District 9 with a win at home over 6th-ranked Lewis Central. Glenwood's new-look offense ranks 4th in Class 3A, and head coach Corey Faust believes that unit continues to make progress.
That's probably had a little bit to do with it, and then just players getting more comfortable with maybe doing some different things and figuring out our identity. But, you hope as a coach you're going to keep improving each day and each week throughout the season, and I feel like we've done that.
That's a big game tonight. That's in Glenwood. Other District 9 games in 3A tonight include Harlan at Creston, ADM at Winterset. Some other games around the region tonight in Class 3A. Denison is at home to Sergeant Bluff Luton in District 1 and District 2. Carroll hosting Humboldt. Also in Class 2A football tonight, Atlantic will play their final home game of the season as the Trojans will play host to Shenandoah this evening. You can hear from Coach Mike McDermott this afternoon at 4:45. That's when we have Trojan preview for you here on the radio. Also, Red Oak is at Greene County, Kemper Catholic at OABCIG. In Class 1A tonight, District 8, Clarinda is at West Central Valley. Panorama plays at ACGC, while Van Meter is at Mount Air. In District 9, it's Underwood hosting Cherokee Washington, Missouri Valley on the road at East Sac County, and Trainer gets vegetable soup tonight. Alphabet soup, actually. They'll play at MVAOCOU. Got them all? Class A tonight, District 2, IKM Manning is at Sioux Central. District 9, Earlham is at Riverside. St. Albert is at Nottoway Valley. District 10, Tri-Center hosting Westwood. Logan Magnolia, home to West Monona. In 8-man football tonight, Arweva hosting Kingsley Pearson in District 1. In District 6, Lennox visits Lamoni. In District 7, Fremont Mills is at Sydney. Griswold has a non-district game at Essex against Stanton Essex. And in District 8 tonight, it's Audubon at Glidden-Ralston. Coon Rapids Bayard playing at Cam. You can catch that game live on our website at KJAN.com. Go on over to our KJAN video network page and then click on the Cam Cougar channel. Kids will have that broadcast tonight. Also, Exira EHK is at Booyer Valley, and West Harrison is on the road at Woodbine this evening. An NFL play last night here on KJAN. Reigning MVP Patrick Mahomes went down with a right knee injury in a pileup near the goal line before his Kansas City teammates rallied around their fallen superstar for a 30-6 thrashing of the Denver Broncos. And in the baseball playoffs, George Springer and Carlos Correa each hit three-run homers, and the Houston Astros got another wild ace off the hook to beat the sloppy New York Yankees 8-3 last night, as they're on the cusp of a second World Series in 3 years. They have a 3-1 lead in that AL Championship Series with Game 5 coming up tonight. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.